And the Eagles extend their lead to 8 points, 15-7, inside of 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Had a couple SCA scores earlier tonight. Fair down Houston, 72-31. It was Willow over Salem, 71-58. Chaos works the ball around the perimeter. They get down into the corner for Williams. Williams bounces it down low. Back out top. Morey with the running one-hander. It's good. Lance Morey has got four now to lead the Indians. It's 15-9. Liberty with the lead. Down to a minute, 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Alex gets it over to Gavin. Gavin back out to Alex. Alex swings it around. Parker Toon for three. Off the rim, no good. Another offensive rebound from Mays. Here's Alex for three. It's good. Alex has got eight now, and it's 18-9 Liberty lead as we approach 1 minute left to go here in the first quarter. That was a pretty shot. Here's a long three by Couch. No good. Parker with the rebound. Loses the ball. And we've got a jump ball. And it's back to the Eagles. Liberty controlling the boards here early on. Already have 10 rebounds here in the first quarter. Couch has three. Alex gets it over to Gavin. Reeves dribbles around left-handed. Gets it over to Alex for three again. Off the rim, no good. Parker tried to get the rebound. Couch comes down with it. There's Wells with a big block. That's his first of the night. And then it was off of Couch. Liberty get the ball. Couch with six turnovers early on. Liberty's done a pretty good job taking care of the ball. They've turned it over twice. Mays is in the corner. Alex gets at the top of the key. Free throw line. Oh, in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to the Indians as we're down to 10 seconds. Go. Williams gets it to Morey. Morey around to Larson. 5 seconds. He's dribbling around. Tries to get the shot up. Another block. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Your Liberty Eagles lead the Couch Indians 18-9. We're back in 1 minute. Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
And welcome back, Liberty Eagles basketball here on the Fox. I'm James Hurd. I'm in for Gary Urey's under the weather, so they sent me up here to the Nest, my old stomping grounds. Lived up here for about 12 years. Really loved this town. We're back. Second quarter action. Couch gets the ball to start. Morey's got the ball. 3-point line being double teamed there. Oh, nice inside. No look, but the shot will not fall for Roberts. He gets his own rebound. He puts it back up, and he's going to be fouled and go to the line. But great no-look pass there from Dylan Marson. Found a wide-open Hunter Roberts, and he could not get the chip shot to fall. Got his own rebound, put it back up. First free throw no good for Hunter Roberts. But he goes to the line. Now his foul was on Drayton Wells. That's his first foul, the team's first. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. Hunter Roberts gets in the scorebook with his first point. 7.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Alex Soon's got it. He gets it down to Mays. Mays back out to Parker Soon. Parker gets it in the corner. Wide open, Gavin Reese for three. Rims in and out. Rebound comes down to Couch. Couch all the way down the lane, running one-hander. No good. Drayton Wells with a nice, strong rebound, and he's going to be fouled. See who they got that one. Who they got for that one? That's Lance Morey, number 11, his first foul. Reese triggers it in to Alex Toon. Alex walks it up across the timeline. Gavin over to his right. He gets it to Parker at the wing. Landon Hines into the game. Here's Alex in and out from three. Drayton Wells, big offensive rebound, and he picks it back up. And in, 4 points for Drayton Wells. And Liberty has Couch doubled. 20-10 here. 6 minutes, 45 seconds left to go here in the first half. Liberty's defense has been doing a really good job so far. There's going to be a foul as Parker Toon went for the steal, but ended up going through the Couch offensive player, so he's going to be called for a foul. I believe that's his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Eagles here in the second quarter. 6.5 minutes, and we've got a walk. Well, there is another turnover on Couch. That's their seventh here in the early going. Alex Toon across the timeline. Right-handed dribble, extends out, gives it over to Parker. Parker tries to get it back inside, it's deflected. Hines has got it, back out to Parker too. Parker with the spin, believe they're going to get him for a walk, and they do. That's the third Liberty turnover here in the first half. 6 minutes, 13 seconds left to go in the first half. 20-10, Eagles with the lead. Official stopped play here for a moment. All right, we're back in action. Williams with it for Couch. He gets it across the timeline, looking for somewhere to go to the ball. He gets it over to Larson. Larson off of the foot. Liberty's got it. Here's Hines all the way down. Layup. He's good. Landon Hines with his first two of the game, and Liberty extends that lead to 22-10. They got a trap going on here. Williams gets out of it. He dishes it down low, and it's good. That's number 32, Bradley Fabrizio, with his first two. Liberty with the shot, no good. They're going to have it up. This is out of bounds. I thought they were calling it over the back there. A turnover on Liberty. 22-12, Eagles with the lead. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left to go here in the first half. Liberty with a trap. Gets it over to Larson. Threw it up wildly. Nice hands there by Hines. Well, they're letting them play with bodies all over the floor. The Couch has got the ball, almost a walk there. Hunter Roberts with it, and it's stolen. Gavin Reese comes down with the steal. He gets it over into the corner to Alex Toon. Alex to Gavin. Gavin gets it over to Parker in the corner. Thought about three. Got it over to Alex. Oh, nice dish inside, but good hands by Couch. And that's going to be a turnover on the Eagles, their fifth, as Drayton couldn't handle the pass. Another block for Wells. Couch gets it all the way down. Now they throw it away. That's going to be an over in the back. Turnover number 10 on the Couch Indians. 22-12, Liberty Eagles with the lead. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go here in the first half, but a pretty good one so far. Alex Toon leading the Eagles with 8 points. Parker has got six. Parker underneath goes up. He gets fouled. He's going to go to the line for two shots. He's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Hunter Roberts with the foul. That's his first. That's the 15th foul, so Liberty will be shooting two the rest of the way here in the second quarter. First one's up, rims around, and it's good. Parker's got seven now as the Liberty lead grows to 11, 23-12. 4 minutes, 28 seconds left to go here in the first half. Left-handed three. Free throw is up, rims around, and once again, falls. So Parker and Alex have eight apiece now. Here's a shot. It's good. Dylan Larson, his second three of the game, 24-15. Liberty. Here's a three by Gavin. It's good. Gavin Reese, top of the key, three-pointer, nothing but net. Couch's got it down low. Here's Roberts. Rim around, no good. Rebound comes down to Liberty. Alex has got it. He pulls it back out. Gets it to Gavin. Gavin tried to get it down to Landon Hines, but it was deflected out of bounds. My couch. Drayton's going to check out. Brayden Mays checks back in. 27-15, Liberty with the lead. 3 minutes, 40 seconds left to go here in the first half. Alex gets it to Gavin. Gavin down to Mays in the corner. Back to Gavin. He loses handle. Almost made the shot off the missed handle there. Alex with three, and it's good. That's Alex Toon's third three-pointer here. They got him down for 12, so I think I missed a free throw or something. So Couch has got the ball at the free throw line. Gets it down low. Nice pass down to Kendrick Williams for his first two. 30-17. Eagles with the lead as we approach 3 minutes left here in the first half. Parker's got it. Free throw line. No good. Rebound volleyed around. Comes down to Couch. Larson's got it. Corey Amick checks into the game for the first time. Williams all the way down around. No good. Rebound comes down to Liberty. Alex Toon bringing it down. Top of the key. Thought about the shot. He dishes it off to Gavin. Gavin gets it down to Mays. Mays back out to Reese. Toon, long three. No good. He hits the deck, but no foul. There is a turnover. Steal by Couch. Williams, and he throws it away. Tried to get it to Larson. Here's Toon all the way down. Goes up strong. He gets fouled, and he's going to go to the line to complete the three-point play. Thought he was going to throw that one down, but got fouled. Ball did go, and so he's going to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play with a 15-point Liberty Eagle lead. 2 minutes, 14 seconds left to go here in the first half. 32-17, Eagles leading. Gavin Reese checks out, and Drayton Wells checks back in. Parker Toon at the line, left-hander puts it up, and he's still perfect from the line. He's 5-for-5 from the line tonight, and he's got 11. Couch with the ball down low. Drayton Wells playing good defense there. Boy, Amick throws it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Liberty. Here's Alex Toon all the way in. Off glass. It's good. Alex having a big first half here tonight. 14 as he extends the lead to 35-17, an 18-point Eagle lead. Amick's got it in the corner. He gets it out the top of the key to Roberts. Roberts over to Larson. Larson back to Amick. Amick dumps it down low to Fabrizio. Back to Larson at the top of the key. Could have been a foul, but wasn't called. There's an air ball by Larson. Out of bounds on Couch and back to Liberty. That's 12th turnover here on Couch. Now, Couch is averaging 58.5 points per game offensively. So Liberty's done a good job. Helped them to 17 points here in the first half as we approach 1 minute left. Cooper Holden into the game for Liberty. Mays got it. He gets it over to Alex Toon. Alex dribbles around to the top of the key. with somewhere to go. He bounces it down low. Here's a shot. It's up, and it's good. Braden Mays with his first two of the night. And Liberty has got a 20-point lead inside of a minute to go. Roberts has got it, being guarded by Wells. He gets the ball out to Morey. Morey down the lane. No good. Strong rebound there. Drayton Wells. He's controlling the boards tonight. Alex brings it down. 40 seconds left to go. Gets it to Cooper. Cooper back over to Alex. Long three. Oh, off the rim. No good. Mays with the rebound. Goes back up. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Couch. Morey's got the ball, being guarded by Alex Toon. 20 seconds left to go. Here's a three-pointer by Larson. It's good again. That's his third three-pointer. We're down to 15 seconds, 37-20. Liberty with the lead. Liberty going to hold for the last shot here as Alex Toon's got it out front, being guarded. Takes him off the dribble, free throw line, looking for somewhere to go with it. Gets it to Mays. Here's a three-pointer in and out at the buzzer. No good. And that takes us to halftime. 37-20. Liberty Eagles leading the Couch Indians. We'll be back with halftime stats in 3 minutes here on the Fox. 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able, able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
The Bank of Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Welcome back to Liberty High School Gym here in the Nest as it's court warming. Liberty Eagles leading the Couch Indians 37-20 here at halftime. I'm James Hurd. I'm in for Gary. He's a little bit under the weather. Ricky as well. And Tyler, so guys get better. Unfortunately, we don't have a live stream up tonight, as I'm sure you've noticed by now. But hopefully we'll get back up to that soon. Now, the game tomorrow night, scheduled at Kabul, Liberty Eagles set to take on the Bulldogs in SCA action. So, pending the weather, I know we got some incoming weather, but pending that, if it's a go, we'll be there. Either me or Gary, one of the two, according to how he's feeling tomorrow night. So, 37-20, Eagles with the 17-point lead, as it's been a good first half. Liberty got 19 rebounds, 6 of them offensive rebounds, and Kabul, I was thinking about tomorrow night, Couch, rather, they've got 9 rebounds here early on, 6 defense, 3 offensive. That's unofficial, of course, because I've got a few places to mark here, and I'm sure I missed one or two. Turnovers. Liberty's defense is really, really affected. Couches. They've had 12 turnovers. Liberty has turned the ball over 6 times themselves. They're led in scoring. Liberty, that is, by Alex Toon. Alex has hit 3 big three-pointers. He's got 14 here in the first half. Parker Toon's got 11. Gavin Reese and Drayton Wells have 4 each. Braden Mays and Landon Hines have 2 apiece. For Couch, Dylan Larson. He's had 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points. Lance Morey has got 4. Bradley Fabrizio's got 2. Caden Massey's 2. Kendrick Williams has 2. And Hunter Roberts has 1. Liberty outscored Couch. I've got Kabul on my head now. They outscored Couch 18-9 in that first quarter. And then outscored them 19-11 in the second quarter. And that's where we stand at 37-20. So told you, Couch coming into tonight, they have averaged 58.5 points per game, defensively giving up 56.1. Liberty coming into tonight, scoring 57.3 points per game, giving up 50.1 points. So if Couch is going to hit that number tonight, they're going to have to really have a hot shooting second half, as Liberty defense has done a good job holding them down, holding them to 20 points here in the first half. Once again, Alex Toon leads the Eagles with 14 here in the first half. Parker Toon with the 11. Gavin Reese, Drayton Wells, 4 apiece. Braden Mays, Landon Hines, 2 apiece. SCA basketball from earlier in the day there over Houston tonight, 72-31. Willow Springs over Salem, 71-58. And Eagles will be back in SCA action with the Bull tomorrow. Of course, pending the incoming weather that they're calling for, hopefully it will pass us on by and we can get to things as normal. Don't forget OzarkRadioNews.com for your cancellations. So if we do have the weather come in, I know there's a couple schools already called off. Liberty for one announced that earlier. West Plains has also called off school tomorrow as precautions. But you can keep up to date with all the cancellations by going to OzarkRadioNews.com, click on the cancellation banner, or of course just tune in to any one of our Ozark Radio Network stations and we'll keep you up to date. Well, halftime is starting to wind down. Both teams are back out on the court getting warmed up. We're going to take a 2-minute break and we'll get you ready for second half action. Liberty Eagles 37, Couch 20. It's Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval. From your first paycheck to your first home.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180. Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Built to work. Born to play, the Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Welcome back to the Liberty High School gym as the Liberty Eagles on court warming, taking on the Couch Indians, and they've got a 37-20 lead after the first 16 minutes of basketball. Liberty gets the ball first here to start the second half. Alex to Parker, into Drayton. He loses it, but he gets it back. Gavin Reese in the corner. Alex, thought about the three. Here's a three from Gavin. It's good. Gavin Reese with seven now. That's his second three-pointer. And it's now 40-20. Liberty with the lead. 7.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Couch has the ball. Dribbling it out front. Couch in the black with the red numbers, red trim. Liberty in their home whites trimmed in blue. Nice dish out to Larson, but good closeout defense there by Gavin Reese. They get the ball down low to Williams. Kendrick Williams. That was Fabrizio. He's got four now. Liberty with the ball back in their zone. Parker, left-handed dribble. Gets double team. He gets it over to Gavin. Gavin gets it over into the corner. And they work around the outside. Gavin for three again. Oh, yeah. That's his third three-pointer. Gavin's in double figures now with 10. Here's Larson for three on the other end. No good. Defense or offensive rebound comes down to Couch. They work it down low. Oh, swatted. That's block number four by Drayton as he just sent that one out of bounds. Nice block there, Drayton Wells. 43-22, Liberty with the lead. 6 minutes, 35 seconds. Parker Toon deflects it. The ball comes out, walk, no call. There's a steal by the Eagles. Gavin gets it down into the corner. Here's Alex Toon for three. It's good. Alex's fourth three-pointer. He's got 17, and it's 46-22. Couch has got it down. Larson in the corner for three. Off the very top and back of the backboard. That one was not a shot coach's liking. He's kind of staring down Larson over here. That was just kind of a desperation shot, and he had time. Parker Toon's got the ball. He brings it across the timeline. He gets it over to Gavin Reese. Reese dribbles, being guarded closely by Royer. He's got it to Alex. Alex gets it free throw line to Parker. Gavin for three. He's feeling it. Three-pointers here by Gavin Reese in the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. And it's now 27-point lead. Couch with a three-pointer. It's no good. Parker's got the ball. Won the rebound all the way down, and he's going to get fouled. Nice strong rebound there by Parker, too. And he brought it all the way down. Brought it to the rim, but gets fouled, and he's going to go to the line for two. He's five for five tonight from the line. He's got 11 points. Looking to stay perfect, and he does. Front of the rim, back of the rim, and then through. He's got that shooter's roll going on tonight. 50-22 Liberty with the lead. 5 minutes, 34 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Second one's up. Same thing. Front of the rim, back of the rim, and good. 7 for 7 from the free throw line. He's got 13 tonight. Couch's got the ball. Here's a long three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Volleyed around. Couch has got it. Back in. Another offensive rebound by Couch. Larson's got it. Thought about three. He pulls it down. He's being guarded really closely. They're going to get Alex Toon with a foul there, I believe. And it's Alex's first foul. First team foul on Liberty. Couch has got the ball at the top of the key. That's Morey. He throws it away. Second turnover here in the second half for the Indians. 29-point Liberty lead with 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. It's 51-22. Alex Toon, he's got 17 on the night. He dribbles. He gets it down here in the corner to Mays. Mays to Gavin to Drayton. Nice strong move. Drayton Wells, he's got 6 now. He goes up strong, right-handed, puts it off the window and in. 53-22, Liberty with the lead. Couch works it around. Morey down. He tries to get it down low and does. They kick it back out to Larson. Larson down the lane. He drops it off to Fabrizio. Fabrizio back out front. They're working it around. They passed up a couple empty open shots here. Morey gets it to Larson. Back to Morey. A nice no-look dish there. Pretty pass by Morey. That was Massey with the basket. He's got 4 points now. 53-24, Liberty with 4 minutes left to go here in the first half. Alex Toon gets it to Gavin. Give and go, Parker Toon off the glass. It's good. Parker's got 15 now. Three Liberty Eagles in double figures. As the ball slips away, they're going to call a foul. Not sure if they're going to get Alex or Parker. They're going to get Parker there on that one. His second, team second. Cooper Holden checks back into the game for Liberty. As does Landon Hine. Morey's got the ball. He gets it to Larson. Larson dribbles around. He dribbles it down. Another nice pass inside. Caden Massey. He's got 6 now on the night. That's 55-26. They found something there with the dribble drive and the dish off down low. That's 2 trips down the floor in a row. Massey has been wide open. Parker loses the ball. And then, not sure. I guess it's going to be out of bounds off of Couch. So Liberty will retain the ball. Alex to trigger it in. Gets it to the backcourt, and it's picked off. Intercepted there by the Indians. Turnover on Liberty, their first here in the second half. Leading 55-26. There is a steal by Alex. Layup all the way in and good. Alex has got 19 now. Alex Toon leading all scorers. 57-26. Another steal by the Eagles. Mays all the way down. Gets it blocked. Wells gets the offensive rebound. But he's going to get fouled. That's 8 offensive boards now tonight for Liberty. They got 22 rebounds unofficially by my count. 57-26. That foul is going to be called on number 15, Caden Massey. That's his third foul. 57-26, 29-point Liberty Eagle lead with Drayton Wells going to the line for 2. His first one's up, and it's good. Good-looking shot there by Drayton Wells from the free-throw line. He's got a 7 now. Looking to make it 8. Hunter Roberts back into the game for Couch as Drayton misses the second free throw. 1-for-2 from the line there. 58-26, Liberty 32-point lead. Nice dish once again down to Coy Amick, but he misses the shot. Liberty with the rebound, and they're coming all the way down. Scoop shot, Parker Toon. He's got 7 in the quarter. I'm sorry, he's got 6 in the quarter, 17 on the game. And there's another steal by Alex. Layup and good. Alex has got 7 on the quarter. And he's got 21 now, I believe, on the night. Scoreboard showing 19, so I'll have to check that here in a bit. There's another steal by the Eagles as they have really turned up the defensive pressure. That was holding on the steal. He's missed the three-pointer. Cooper Holding ties up the Indians, and the possession arrow is going to go to Liberty. We got some fresh jerseys here on the floor for the Eagles. Roger Hafner, number 20. And number 32, Dalton Boyd. I'll check those as we go along just to make sure. Got a foul on Braden Mays. That's his second foul. Number 32. That is Fabrizio. Goes the line for 2. He misses the first one. Second one's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Nice hustle there by Amick as he gets the offensive rebound. But they turn it over, and Liberty's going to get the ball back. Fabrizio 0-for-2 from the line there. Cooper Holden brings it up. He gets it down here to Braden Mays. Mays around, works it around. Holden's got it in the corner. Gets it to Mays. Oh, and gets it stolen. Gouge all the way down. Going to have a foul. Couldn't get the bucket to go. That was Lance Morey with the steal and the drive. All the way down, but can't get the bucket to fall, but he's going to go to the line to shoot 2. That foul was on Roger Hafner. Just into the game, his first. First free throw is no good. Couch has not been to the line too much tonight. He misses the second one as well. They are 1-for-6 from the line here tonight. Cooper Holden gets it down to Mays. Mays throws it away. The turnover is starting to rack up a little bit for the Eagles as they got some of the JV guys out there right now. There's a nice steal by Hines all the way down and lays it in for 2. 64-26 for Liberty with the lead. We're down to 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. There's a kicked ball. And it's good defense there by Cooper Holden to deflect that out of the bounds. 14.3 seconds on the clock. Braden Mays checks out. Titus Chester checks in. And there's a steal. And a steal back. There's people all over the floor. A turnover on Liberty, then a turnover on Couch, and then a jump ball. Looks like it is going to be Eagles basketball on the alternating possessions. 4.2 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 64-26, Jester for 3. It's good. Titus Jester comes into the game and hits one at the buzzer. 67-26. Liberty puts up 30 there in the third quarter to take a 41-point lead. We're going to be turbo clocked here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute. Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The Anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The Anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Welcome back, Liberty High School Gym, as we're getting ready for the final 8 minutes of this one. Liberty with a big lead. They have really taken control of this game, leading by 41 at 67-26. Couch with it, almost a steal there by Jester. Couch running that weave out 3-point line, looking for something, but good defense here by the young Eagles. Number 11, Morey, just about turns it over. It's recovered. Nice hands. Cooper holding as he deflects another ball out of bounds. Couch, take it over. 7 minutes, 24 seconds left to go in this one. Cooper holding has got some really quick hands as he's been getting into the passing lanes really, really well here as he's been into the game. And there's another turnover by Couch as they throw it away. That's their 11th turnover here in the second half. Had 12 in the first half, so having some trouble with this Liberty Eagles defense. There's almost a turnover, got bailed out by the reach. Dalton Royer with the foul there, hold on Jester. Jester's got it over to Hines. They work it around the 3-point line. Jester's got it back out. Holden at the top of the key. Works it down low. Oh, blocked shot there. Good job by Amick for Couch, blocking that shot down low. There's a throwaway. And Couch all the way down to the layup, and it's good. Aiden Massey. He's got 6 points. Here in the second half, 8 for the game. Almost thrown away again. Hines recovers, and now it's stolen once again by Couch. And then there's Holden again with the steal, but he slides out of bounds, so Couch will retain the ball. 67-28, running clock here in the fourth quarter. His turbo clock is in. Number 11, Lance Morey, is going to check out. To see who they brought in. Larson, he puts up a three, and it's good. That's his fourth three-pointer of the night. Dylan Larson having a pretty nice game. He's got 12 points. Got a reach-in foul here on Dalton Royer. That's his second foul. Second team foul on Couch. Liberty works it down. And 2 points by number 32. I've got a void on my score sheet. I didn't sound like that's what my buddy Ed Martin down at the scorer's table said, so I apologize if I've got that one wrong. I'm just going by my sheet here. Here's an air ball by Couch, another turnover, and back to Liberty leading 69-31, 4.5 minutes to go. Jester gets it down. Here's another inside shot. It's up. And good. Brian Thompson, I apologize. That is the correct name on there. He's got 4 points here. Three-pointer by Larson again. It's short. Rebound comes down to Couch. They get it. No good. Offensive rebound. Here comes Larson once again. Tries to get it down low. And it's going to be off of the Indians and back to Liberty. Let me get that change, Brian Thompson. I apologize to those of y'all that was yelling at me on the radio telling me who it was, but I'm just going by my program, so don't hate the messenger here. But he's got 4 points here in the fourth quarter. 40-point lead, 3.5 minutes to go in this one. Another nice move by Thompson. He was fouled first, though, so Liberty will be taking it out. Bradley Fabrizio with the foul on that one. Here's a nice shot up and in. That's another fresh number. That's number 14, Easton Smotherman with the bucket. There's a long three by Larson. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Couch. I'm trying to call and update my book at the same time. They've put some numbers I wouldn't expect in. So that's a good sign for Liberty Eagles fans as they lead 42 here over the Couch Indians as the clock is rolling down to about 2.5 minutes. Here's a three-pointer put up by Larson. It's no good, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Smotherman, and Couch will keep the ball. Hunter Roberts checks back into the game for the Indians. Clock is ticking, 2 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. They get the ball in. And there is Roberts right into the game, and he scores 2 points. He's got 3 on the night. Cooper Holden drives it down. He kicks it over to Thompson. Thompson, strong drive down the lane. He's going to go to the line for 2. Nice, strong, powerful move there, Brian Thompson. Thompson's just a freshman. But that was a nice, strong move there. He got fouled. He's going to go to the line and shoot 2. He's got 4 here on the night. Getting some nice varsity minutes and varsity numbers here. First one's up, and it's good. Good-looking free throw shot there by Brian Thompson. He's got 5. Down a minute and a half as the clock is rolling. Second one's off the rim. No good. 1 for 2 from the line. Liberty has done a pretty good job from the free throw line tonight as they lead this one by 41 as we're down to a minute 10 to play. Nice dish once again down low. That's Caden Massey. Excuse me. He's into double figures with 10, and I believe all 5 shots have been where Liberty defender just letting him get away, and he's had a point-blank shot there. We've got a travel, so that's going to be a turnover on the Eagles as we're down to 40 seconds left to go in this one. The clock is running 74-35. Liberty been in control of this one. Big 30-point third quarter, really. Finish things off. There is a foul on Thompson. It's going to be his first. That is going to be the third team foul. Couch to trigger it in. They get it in. Caden Massey misses the point-blank shot this time. Brian Thompson with a big, strong rebound. And Liberty just going to pull the ball out to half court. Cooper Holden just dribbling out the clock as this one is all Liberty, 74-35. Great job tonight by the Eagles and their defense, holding the Couch Indians to 23 below their average on the year. So good job, Liberty Eagles. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back to finish this one up with stats. Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.5.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Save on your next full synthetic oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 Part City gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $34.95. Stop by your Part City Auto Parts store today or visit PartCityAuto.com.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
Welcome back, Liberty High School gym. Liberty Eagles with a big win over the Couch Indians tonight on court warming, 74-35. Scoring for the Eagles, leading all scorers, Alex Toon had 21, Parker Toon had 17, Gavin Reese had 13, three big three-pointers right there coming out of the second half, 7 points for Drayton Wells, 5 points for Brian Thompson there in the fourth. Had 4 for Landon Hines, 3 for Cooper Holden, 2 for Braden Mays, and Easton Smotherman. Dylan Larson led the Indians. He had 12 all 4 shots or on 3 three-pointers. He had 4 three-pointers for 12 points. Lance Morey had 4. Bradley Fabrizio had 4. Caden Massey had 10. Kendrick Williams had 2. And Hunter Roberts had 3. This game, Liberty had it in control kind of from the early onset as they outscored Couch 18-9 in the first quarter. They extended that lead to 37-20 at half as they had a 19-point second quarter. Then they had a 30-point third quarter. They outscored the Indians 30-6 there in the third. They come out shooting hot and put this game away and then ended up being outscored 9-7 in the fourth quarter, but that was just kind of mop up. They were running clock, and it was a really nice showing for the Liberty Eagles tonight. Now, depending on weather, scheduled for a game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in Kabul, SCA action against the Kabul Bulldogs. Liberty moves to 14-8 on the season. Couch falls to 11-11. That's going to do it. I'm James Hurt, in for Gary Lee. He's under the weather. Hope he gets to feeling better soon and get back to normal. And he'll be back with you before we know it. So, Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9. A big thanks to my buddy Dylan back at the studio. Dylan Groves keeping us on the air. And we'll see you again soon. Liberty Eagles win this one over the Couch Indians. Y'all have a good night.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.